I agree with you. That's going on, but I think the horse is kind of out of the barn on that one for Florida, because you do have the infrastructure that you have on the ground mm-hmm. in the form of subdivisions and strip malls, and the damage is done. It's going to be very hard to link up these places. I mean, it's conceivable to me that you'll start to make an effort. I think before too long, we may run out of money to even do that. But mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's understandable too that people finally see the limit of all this. I mean, even people in Florida understand that we're going to have problems with oil sooner or later. But it's a little bit too late, unfortunately. You know, life is tragic, and history doesn't care if we take too long to recognize the problems that we're creating for ourselves. And that's what happened. We waited too long, and we created too many problems for ourselves. But I would say this, you know, it's a
you're almost saying that we shouldn't even try.
Racing.
It almost sounds like you're saying, well, we shouldn't even try. Like, what would you say anti-rail candidate?
No, I don't want to be that dark about it. I wouldn't dismiss the efforts that you're making. Doing anything is better than doing nothing. I guess what I'm saying, though, is that you're liable to be disappointed about what can be done about the infrastructure of Florida at this point. And I wish you good luck with it, and, we'll see what happens.
But in your eyes, you see the industrial Northeast surviving because of the towns there where they're hundreds of years old. They predate the Industrial Revolution in some respects, and they weren't sprawled out for the most part. It's a totally different infrastructure there. Can you talk about that?
Actually, those are not the reasons that I think that it'll do better. It's really not the substance of my argument.
Okay. What is the substance of it?
Well, there are a couple of things. One is that a lot of the Deep South, including Florida, really was an agricultural backwater until about 60 years ago, until the end of the Second World War. And then because of a couple of features of life, like cheap oil, the South was able to boom. And let's remember that a great deal of the economy of the South for quite a few decades has been the building of suburban sprawl itself. Mm-hmm. That itself was the basis for a lot of the economy, and that's really coming to an end now.
Certainly.
And, one thing that people may discount, but I think it's important, is the fact that you've got a really punishing climate down there. It's not so apparent because you can seek relief from it hour by hour by ducking into the air conditioning. And even poor people can do that in the South. But that's going to be coming to an end soon, too. And you're going to rediscover how difficult it is to live in that region. And, you know, it's one of the reasons that there were no cities of any real consequence until about 60 years ago in the South. And I think that the South is going to return to being an agricultural region again. You've got a population of middle-class people who, in one way or another, you know, got into the middle class on the back of suburban sprawl, you know, whether they were car dealers or strip mall owners or mm-hmm. people who owned businesses in strip malls and, you know, all kinds of things like that, and that's going to be over with. And so I see that region returning to a much different sort of state of being than it has been used to for quite a while. And I think the disappointment is going to be so vast, and it's going to provoke such a sense of grievance and resentment that it's going to literally drive a lot of people nuts down there. You know, they're going to be so angry about losing the things that have made them comfortable, including, you know, not just their air conditioning, but, you know, their property, the value of their property, and their livelihood. They're going to be so ticked off about the loss of these things that they're going to really kind of strike out against others, you know, whether it's the U.S. government or, you know, or people in other regions. I think there's going to be quite a bit of interregional resentment. So that, you know, I have one final reason for thinking that this is going to be especially problematical in the South, and that has to do with the fact that, you know, you've got this kind of philosophy of hyper-individualism down there, you know, which is against the idea of community. And to make matters worse, it goes along with a culture of, you know, the romance with firearms and violence. And I think the combination of that romance with firearms and the sense of entitled hyper-individualism is going to really work against whatever community cohesion there might be down there.